Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni, Fourier, and Mecca.
The Netherlands on Saturday at 10 a.m. on Fox. England beat Wales 3-0. They win that stage. But we do have announcement that I think we're all very excited about. So last year, are you guys ready or what?
is that their theme when they come out of the field?
Don't worry about it.
I think their secondary, again, it's a Patriots secondary. It's guys that are smart.
The secondary, even though they got an interception, another turnover, which is great, I give their ass a big thumbs down because you don't let somebody go out there and beat your ass like that.
Did Xander Bogaerts play his last game as a member of the Red Sox yesterday?
Yes.
Between 70% and 80% that he's coming back.
Yeah, I'm going 90. Maybe 95. He's not going anywhere. He's coming back. And the reason is because of him.
Hopefully I'm here for a long, long time, but I guess that's not in my control.
Lou Merloni.
You guys don't know anybody like this?
Like what?
A horse?
Christian Fourier.
I feel like the gaslighting is making it worse.
Yeah.
Gaslighting.
Megan Ottolini.
Snot Rockets and Hawking Loogies.
It's Merloni, Fourier, and Mega on Boston Sports Original.
Wales is a country right next to England.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the Wales people called?
Whalers.
W-E-E-I.
It's Hump Day, everybody. How we doing, Fourier?
Hello, Lou.
How we doing, Mego?
What up?
Oh, we got an exciting day right now. We got a big day. We got a lot going
on.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. I'm not in a good mood. Start the show off all pissed off, and that's good. That's a good thing. But we got Dan Orlovsky. He's coming on at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to him, get some Pat's ideas. Brian Scalabrini's back in the house. We got him at 4 o'clock. Do a little Celtics there as well.
So, okay, listen. Do you need to get some sort of, like, you know, psychiatrist into the building and kind of help you kind of, you know, manage this, like, this whole, like, adventure, this offseason free agent Red Sox adventure?
We will get to it. We'll get to it about 2:20. We'll get to it.
But that's really not the biggest story. Like, off the top, the biggest story in the city is the Boston Bruins. And the sub-story to that story is Jack Edwards.
Well, the Bruins took down the Lightning last night, second time, a week or so. They beat him 3-1.
Beat him 5 straight times.
Taylor Hall with a couple of goals. Swayman in net. It was nice to see they go to 19-3. They keep winning. But as you mentioned, your guy Jack Edwards. We love Jack Edwards, right?
I do personally love Jack Edwards. And you know, Jack was trending last night, and he was trending this morning, and Mego has something. I want you to hold it, Mego.
Mm-hmm.
Hold that. Mego's got a really good nugget that just came up across the ticker. And, you know, because of, I guess let me just play it for you, right? I mean, what period was this, Ryan? Do you know what period this was?
Oh, this was early.
This is early, first period.
10 minutes into the first period.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's play it.
Kucherov cuts to the middle, and Chara eliminates.
Oh, that's a different
Chara. That's Chara. I was like, wow.
Chara, good God. We're going way back. It was the fat-shaming one.
Here we go.
Yeah, pretty good strong shift there for the fourth line for Tampa. Maroon, he's a handful down in that offensive zone below the goal line. Listed at 238 pounds. That was day one of training camp. I got a feeling he's had a few more pizzas between then and now.
Yeah, that's before pregame.
Yeah, right. Fasting. Chris, inadvertent fasting for Pat Maroon is like 4 hours without a meal. But, hey, three cups in a row. Who can argue with his formula? He's a role player and is valued by every teammate he's ever had.
I think he juices him up at the end there. Great teammates, so won three cups.
It's not inadvertent fasting, right? It's intermittent. Intermittent fasting, yeah. But I love it. I love it. I thought it was great. I think Jack is great. And then when I was listening earlier this morning, I heard Curtis just ripping Jack. Like basically saying,
everybody was upset about
Jack
this.
Needs to be fired, you know, and that Dale Arnold should replace Jack Edwards. See, I get it. Right, people who are used to be fat and used to be, you know, like people used to make fun
of
them.
On Curtis.
I think it's personal.
Why are you bringing Curtis into
this? I think it's personal with him. So he doesn't like the fact that Jack Edwards is fat shaming a professional athlete, not some random kid that has no business being teased, but a professional athlete whose job it is to stay in shape. So Curtis kind of backs him up because he knows what it's like to be fat shamed.
They deserve better than Jack Edwards. He is a caricature. Dale Arnold, let me make this very clear. Dale Arnold should be doing play-by-play of the Bruins. He is the best hockey voice in this market in my entire life. He was born to do it, and he is a million times better than Jack Edwards.
Wow. I'm Dale here.
I would agree with you, and I think because people were laughing about the pizza thing, you know, he looks like he's had too many pizzas, making fun of somebody's weight, Maroon's weight. I just think if this were a female sport, nobody would be doing it. I don't think we should be doing it at a male sport either.
Doing what?
Making fun of someone's weight.
Stop. Thank you, Wiggy. He's like, I think Wiggy wanted to say, shut up.
Well, I would say this, though. First of all, if Jack Edwards did fat shame, like, a woman athlete in women's sports, like, he'd be done.
Yes.
He would be done. Like, we all admit that, right? So he wouldn't be doing it, obviously,
no.
Coco. But what?
Inadvertent fasting for Pat Maroon is like 4 hours without a meal.
It's funny because like it's not like this guy's like a slobbering fool.
No, he's not.
He's
That's
just
fine.
He's big. He's a thick guy, but he's not like he's not really fat.
He's got a little bit of dad bod going on. And
a little, but
sure,
right
a lot
now.
Of people love.
You know what he looks like? He looks like he's fun. You know what's not great is like guys who are just super cut and they look like they spend 3 hours in the gym and they just like
they only eat
like cashews and certain like electrolyte balanced water.
An
like,
hour
that's
and a half
sexy. Get out of here.
An hour and a half doing cardio and an hour and a half on abs.
Yeah.
Like seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you can't go out to dinner with them because they just won't eat. They won't get anything. They got to ask the chef to like prepare a special meal. Like what's it cooked in? Like it's not cooked in butter, is it?
And if they're that obsessed with what they're doing, you know, they're as a woman, they're looking at you like,
oh, yeah, they're judging you. You're gonna eat that whole thing, you better take half of it home.
You're gonna have an attack.
Well, let me ask you, do you think Jack Edwards, like, I personally love it. I thought it was great. I think it belongs, if it belongs in any sport,
right?
Like, it belongs in hockey, and you can hear Jack just laughing at himself.
The difference
for, like,
is
being willing to continue the ripping this guy.
Pat Maroon would probably love this. He'd probably say, give me a clip of it. I think it's hysterical. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're hockey players. I don't think they get offended by much.
I think, if anything, he would join in the joke.
I don't know if this is, like, a joke or not, but Pat Maroon, his Twitter account, he just tweeted right before our show started, in support of those struggling with mental health, bullying, and body image,
I am
making a $2,000, assuming that's $2,000.
Mental health.
Yeah, $2,000 donation in the name of tag Jack Edwards here to Tampa Bay Thrives, and I encourage Tampa Bay Lightning and NHL fans to join me, donate here, and then he has the link. So if you want to donate to that, you
so
can
he
go
doesn't
to
think it's funny.
Pat
so
Maroon.
Maybe he doesn't think it's
doesn't
funny,
think it's
and
funny.
Now he's shaming Jack Edwards.
Oh, that's exactly what he's doing. So he's
now I like
him.
It even more.
Oh, but it was great.
Oh, come
it
on.
It was great. Stop it. Moron, whatever the hell your name was. Like, stop it. Like, are you really going to be that upset about
right.
that? Like, were you really going to, like, somehow, like, try and, like, openly, like, call him out because he was really good at ripping you? And then he didn't just do it once. He kept doing it. I don't know. Listen, I think Jack is great. I think people like Curtis, you know, maybe even Courtney, but especially Curtis, probably take it personally when people who used to be overweight don't like other people making fun of somebody else because they're fat, regardless of what they're doing. And that's their own personal issue. So I think Curtis calling out and calling for Jack's job and said that, you know, that Dale Arnold should replace him is such a just personal issue. So here comes Maroon saying, hey, my turn to shame you, Jack. I think that's okay, fair play.
Tweeted out he's donating money in the name of Jack Edwards.
That's perfect.
For mental health, bullying, and body image.
I think you couldn't do that to them big-ass women in San Antonio.
Look at that.
Charles Barkley. Okay.
Charles Barkley actually making fun of women, but he's untouchable.
Thing. Like, in the NBA, everybody makes fun of when guys get fat.
Zion.
Fat Zion. He's up and down all the time. James Harden. Remember fat, the whole... Fat was suit. He wearing a fat suit? He was so fat. Like, getting after the wings and everything at strip clubs. Yeah. Like, this is part of the game. We were talking about this before the show.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about, I have had the experience as a female athlete, and I was asking, like, if your daughter has gone through this playing basketball, Division I.
Yeah.
Like, when you go in, you kind of are like, okay, my body is now, like, you're going to tell me what to eat and how to train and everything, and you, like... So, I don't know. Like, it's just a huge part of your job.
Well, I would say, like, you know, for women, it is a little bit more challenging. Like, for my daughter, it's like, you know, I will flat out tell her, like, you're too heavy.
What?
I will tell you, you're too heavy.
Christian.
Well, I mean, listen, you're a D1 athlete now. Like, it doesn't mean I'm fat shaming. Like, you want to play this position, you got to get lighter. Like, she's not, by any means, heavy, like, fat.
Fringe.
But she just... No, she's not even fringe.
No?
She's not even fringe, but she
needs... Wouldn't you say something like, you look a little slow on the court, honey?
Oh, I don't sugarcoat it. Like,
I got a feeling he's had a few more pizzas between then and now.
But lighten up, Maroon. I was wrong. Hockey players apparently are easily undefended.
You're telling him to lose more
weight. Yeah, yes. Lighten up.
I'm sure...
I should have known, too, from last year, all the Bruins bitching about their head coach. You know, hockey players are changing.
They're all soft now. What is the problem?
Yeah, they used to just be these tough guys. Like, whatever.
And Jack does this all the time. Like, all
he's
the time.
Said a lot
he's
of
constantly.
Worse.
Oh, he said much worse.
He's sticking his foot
worse.
In his mouth.
This is a little joke.
This is nothing.
Like, if you're going to say, like, you know, I don't know. The sensitivity of it, I don't really get it.
I think that comes from the league. Like, the NHL is very sensitive to this stuff now. So
wait.
I think that's where it comes from.
So you think that just based on just. Because I feel like, you know, professional athletes, that's a different world that they are living in. And there's a different set of standards with them. Just like it used to be with being critical of college players. Now with the NIL, be as critical as hell. They're basically minor league players. They're professional ball players. Getting paid millions of dollars. Yet I should kind of treat them differently. I shouldn't make fun of them. I shouldn't be critical of them. Uh-uh. No. Maybe the guy that got the small school that's not getting any money, treat him differently, but not anymore.
And you know what? It goes the other way, too. I should, you know.
You fat shame me all the time.
No, I'm saying.
I have a complex.
It goes the other way, too. You get skinny shame. I get skinny shame.
Nobody's ever skinny shame.
Oh, skinny shame.
Poor Max.
That's a thing.
I'm so skinny.
That's a thing. I completely agree.
When you get skinny shamed, you pretend to be offended, but deep down, you're really happy. Yeah, you're right. I'm skinny.
Hey, they notice I'm skinny.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah. You're like, you're too skinny. Like, stop it. Stop picking on me.
Why don't you eat a burger?
Yeah,
you know, deep down, you love it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And we don't know what Ryan's
talking about.
Better than
being fat like you.
Jealous.
Yes, exactly. The skinny people are always going to have a comeback. It's like, you know, listen, we get it. I know you wish you were skinny, too. You're just like, you know, deflecting your own issues on me. That's okay.
Why are you talking like you're one of us? you don't talk on behalf of us.
It's true.
Especially not this time of the year.
Listen, okay, see what I mean?
You
see what I mean? She's gotten really comfortable making fun of my weight.
Well, it's your winter.
Well, it is. Like, well, yes, I've been padding on.
You go through cycles.
I am 100% going on a cycle.
It's your hibernation.
And you notice what I brought for lunch today?
What did you bring?
Chicken and broccoli.
Whatever.
Rice.
That ain't gonna last.
You're going back to it early.
That ain't gonna last. No,
I just do that when I'm here.
Here's what gets him going: like throwing up and vomiting in a Super Bowl because he ate too much, and he's like, "I might as well just keep going."
He told me he must just keep losing weight. He told me he saw a photo of himself and it upset him.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Took our shirts off in the street.
I have never defiled myself more than I did at that time in the Super Bowl. We just went to all those different restaurants. We ended at Randy's Donuts, and then I threw up like crazy. And then we went out to hang out on, like, what is it, Hollywood Boulevard, and that dude was doing, like, body squats with bands.
We just eating, like, for like seven straight hours.
Not moving. I was like, that's it. I'm done.
Take the shirts off. Let's pose with this guy.
Yeah, and Wiggy's like, dude, I think you gained some weight. I was like, well, that's it.
That's it. It's over.
I'm done.
That's it.
Gonna starve myself.
All right, so there you go. There's your fat shaming by one Jack Edwards. But the Bruins are on fire. 19-3. They take down the Lightning 3-1. Taylor Hall got a couple, an empty netter from Marchand as well. Those guys continue to roll. We're kind of covering all the sports here today, I believe, because we are going to talk to Scal at 4 o'clock, do some Celtics. But when we come back, I gotta talk Red Sox. I got a text like from a friend of mine telling me to breathe. You know what I mean? To just sort of breathe because nothing's happened
yet.
Like
a cosign on that.
And I don't like breathing. I like reacting to what is going on right now. So I will react and we'll discuss the Red Sox situation next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back to Merloni, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
When you say it could get emotional, is that what you mean? That you could be thinking about the end of your time with the Red Sox?
I don't want to say that, but I mean, who knows what happens, you know? I just want to enjoy these 20 games as much as possible, you know, and as I said, I just feel like I need to be extra focused, and hopefully I'm here for a long, long time, but I guess that's not in my control.
That was Xander Bogaerts at the end of the year. Talking about his future here in Boston. This is a guy that's repeatedly, over the course of the time, unlike Mookie Betts, that has said he wants to stay here, he wants to retire here. So, this is a guy that wants to be here. Nothing has happened, obviously. He hasn't signed anywhere, so he hasn't exactly left you. But, if you guys saw this, I got to read this tweet from one Peter Gammons. So, he was tweeting out a Ken Rosenthal article talking about different, you know, possibilities of a lot of the big free agencies. Bogaerts was mentioned in there. Is possibly moving positions for a team like the Padres, I believe. But Gammons retweeted, I'm just going to read it, because sometimes it doesn't really make a whole bunch of sense.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. As ever, comma, fact, comma, but, I don't know what any of that means, but let's just start from there. One doubts Bogaerts would switch positions. In the past 3 days, front office folks from three teams claim that they have been told that he has severed Boston ties and won't be going back. Whether that's negotiating leverage talk or reality, there's no confirmation. So what kind of leverage would Boris be using if he's telling other teams that they have cut ties with Boston? Wouldn't the leverage be Boston really wants him back and is doing everything they can to bring him back? Like, well, how would that work as leverage?
Yeah, there's a lot to break down there. Three teams.
Past 3 days.
Three teams say that he's walking around or whatever saying that he's severed ties with Boston. That doesn't make, wouldn't you want more, as met to your point, Lou, as many teams interested in you as possible in order to put, pit them against each other and raise the price up?
Yeah.
Or is it that he's trying to put him, really put himself out there and say, don't worry about Boston. Boston's in the rear view. I'm interested in moving on. And so I want to get more attention, because if it's three different clubs, maybe that's him trying to court as many clubs as possible. Maybe some clubs who would say, well, I don't know if we want to like go in against Boston and what Boston is offering. Maybe it would be, okay, well, get a lot more interest in a wider market. Is that possible?
I don't believe any of it.
You think it's all BS?
I don't believe any of it. I'm just trying to, I was,
well, do you
I read
believe
it,
it
I heard
could
you.
Be leverage talk?
Well, I just like
or do you
I,
believe I, it just isn't even happening?
So Xander Bogaerts says, hey, I'm severing ties. Like, what is that? Seems like I'm really upset. I'm angry. I just want to be done with you altogether. Forget about everything that we've accomplished. Forget about the fact that I was born and raised in this organization, developed in this organization, became a champion in this organization. So suddenly I'm like really angry and I'm severing all ties. Like, you tell me, what does that look like from Xander Bogaerts? Like, what is, do we really believe that he has that type of like, that, do we feel like he has
he's
that in him?
He's cold blooded.
I don't think he does.
I would say that the only thing I could think of is that teams are like convinced he's going to go back to Boston because he loves it there and he wants to go back. And Boris saying, trust me, he's not going back. We've cut ties. And the reason why he doesn't even need Boston is because he's got the Phillies. He's got the Twins. He's got, you know, maybe the Yankees. He's got the Cubs. He's got maybe the Padres. You know, he's got a big enough market that he's just using it to tell teams, you know, we're not stringing you along to raise the price. He's not going back to Boston. And you say, why would he cut ties? I don't know. Maybe because all he's ever done is say that he wants to come back here, and all he's really ever been done is been insulted by offers. All he's really done is, like, want to get this team to, you know, the playoffs or win a World Series. And everybody in that clubhouse publicly the last 2 years has questioned the front office's desire to help them win at the deadline or in the offseason. They haven't done enough for him. So now the players can actually do something about it. So Bogaerts is, like, bitching. He publicly questioned the direction of the organization at the deadline. He publicly, like, not privately, publicly talked about he doesn't know what the hell the plan is with Heim Bloom. So now he's free. Do I want to go back there for a fair deal? You know, so what? So I can get to the deadline next year? We'll pull the same crap? Are we ever going to go get over the top? Or are we just going to have to struggle here with the crumbs on the fringes? So now they have their say. Maybe so Bogaerts is like, I'm done. I don't need to go through it again. I'll go to another organization that wants to win.
Real quick, because this just dropped from Alex Speer from the Boston Globe. He got Scott Boris, Bogaerts' agent, on the phone. Boris said by phone, Xander is open to any and all voices in the free agent market. We have not closed doors on anyone. Boris also responded to a report that the Padres may have interest in Bogaerts as a second baseman or first baseman, suggesting that no teams had discussed an interest in him at a new position. And Boris said, no one is going to stop Xander Bogaerts. No one is going to Xander Bogaerts and asking him to play anything other than shortstop, I should say. So he's not going to change positions.
Yeah, you know, severing ties is really stupid. Like, and it would be some sort of, I don't know, like some scheme in order for Boris to try to like force the hand of the Red Sox. Say, listen, I told you I was serious. Now I'm cutting ties. All right, now, if you're Heim Bloom, we're the Red Sox, you have to give a serious offer. You can't, like, nickel and dime him. You got to go all in. And then you're no, right? Because I guarantee you there's no way if the Red Sox are calling at the last minute, like, it's not like they're not going to pick up and at least hear them out. Hey, what was your last offer? We'll match it, plus 10%. Like, that's what I believe they would do, especially now when things seem so hectic and, like, uncertain with everybody that they're trying to get.
See, I'm not so sure about that. I worry about... To me, the biggest issue is the perception of the organization over the last couple of years. National beat writers shred Heim Bloom. You hear Buster Olney? How many times have we heard him on these airways or in a podcast sit there and rip Heim Bloom? Like, well, you know, this guy's perfect for that team, but we don't think Heim Bloom, I mean, that's just not in his DNA. He would never trade the prospects to get this guy to put this team over the top, or he would never dish out the money to sign Devers or sign Bogaerts. Like everybody, John Heyman, you name him, Ken Rosenthal, Jeff Passan, they shred Heim Bloom and the way he goes about his business. Those are national people. Then you got guys in the clubhouse don't know what the plan is. It's perception. It's why would anybody come here? You're in a position where you have to actually overpay a couple guys to get the ball rolling. And I'm not so sure they're comfortable with that. Remember, it's got to be a smart deal for the team and the player. And there's no such thing in free agency. There's no such thing as a smart deal for the team. There just isn't. You're either in the game or you're not.
And if you're overpaying, or if you're overpaying, are you waiting for all the best free agents to sign, and then you get in the scraps?
Yeah. So Scott's like, so Xander, you're the number one priority. They offered you a 1 year, $30 million extension. Now they say you're the number one priority, yet they're still the lowest offer we have on the table. You know what I mean? It's like, if you're the let me show you what number one priority is. Let me introduce you to the Chicago Cubs. Let me introduce you to the Minnesota Twins. You know what I mean? Let me introduce you to teams that truly show that you're their number one priority because of the money that they're offering right now. You know, and I'm not saying that they have the lowest bid out there, but just by history, I don't think Chaim Bloom is ever going to be the highest bidder.
You talk about perception outside of the clubhouse. What does it do if this is the case where Xander walks and everybody inside that clubhouse knows that he shut the door on Boston, that he was like, you know what, I'm not playing this game with you anymore. The low ball after low ball, I'm not doing it. I know what the market is now. I'm going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, what are the repercussions of that with Devers, who you're trying to
One reason why Rafi Devers signs an extension. Why?
Because they throw a ton of money at him.
And will they?
Exactly.
Have you ever seen that?
Maybe they're trying to save on Xander to pay up Rafi.
See, with the lesson they're learning, and it's a hard one to learn, unfortunately, is that when you insult players while they're on your baseball team, when they become a free agent, they don't forget. They're very competitive people. Like, they just are. They don't forget you lowball them. They don't forget that, you know, you're sitting there and, you know, you're Cuba Gooding Jr. waiting at the fax machine for this, like, awesome offer, and then you look at it and you want to rip it up, you know, and Jerry Maguire. Like, yeah. they don't forget these things. So when Devers has put a couple of offers on the table that are quite insulting, and then he sees Xander walk, and it's like, they don't forget this stuff. So when you get to free agency and you make a quality offer, maybe one that's in the ballpark, they've already moved on. They've already started thinking about playing somewhere else. You have forced Xander Bogaerts to think about life after Boston somewhere else. They did that.
Well, yeah, and just for the record, Rod Tidwell did re-sign with the Arizona Cardinals. Just saying at the end. After he did the head spin.
So Xander's going to come back.
Wow. He did re-sign with the Arizona Cardinals after the big catch.
He spoiled the whole movie.
he gets the big contract.
I'm not
going
to cry, Roy.
They showed him the money.
I'm not going to cry.
They showed him the money. But to your point, though.
That was awful by you.
What?
You spoiled the movie.
Hey, do you want to know what happens in the Titanic?
You completely.
Remember to tell you?
I'm just thinking about Jerry Maguire's my Jerry favorite Maguire. Movie. Ugh. And you brought it up.
You want an autograph? I was in that movie.
I don't know who I want it from, though.
I was in that movie.
I want it from the little kid.
Yeah, me too. I love that kid.
So, okay, back to your
the
point.
Human head.
The zoo's effing closed.
For the record, though, Tom Cruise, major lifts in his shoes. Just saying.
Major what?
Major lifts in his shoes. Like almost 4 inches.
Oh, that's like the.
They're like
the worst
these
hidden secret
moon
ever.
Boots?
They're like moon boots. They're like, I'm like, dude, whoa, what do you look like when you take those things off? It's like a little fella running all over the place. All right. So, what was your point, Lou? Basically, the way the Red Sox have been treating him, you feel like he will undoubtedly hold a grudge, hold that against them, even though it's a good offer. Like, okay, now it's
in the ballpark.
Now you have to. Now you have to suffer the consequences. Like, I do think that's part of it, especially I think if you have a guy that is born and raised and developed in your program, you give him the opportunity to see what it's like in other situations and other organizations. And, like, you see their fan base and you see their Dave Dombrowski, you see their ballpark, you meet some of their other players. I do think you kind of get your juices start flowing. You kind of like, wow, maybe something new is good. Maybe something new is what I need. Maybe a new, you know, adventure. Maybe a new city. Maybe a new zip code. Like, don't let a guy like that out of your building if you really don't want
to
lose him.
He has to start preparing for it. You don't think there's conversations with Mookie, like his boy, and been like, hey, how hard was it for you to leave Boston? You know, both of us came up through the system. How hard was it? Well, it was hard, but once I got to L.A., I realized it's great, dude. I got a sweet pad in the beach. Like, it's fun. I'm in other cities. Like, L.A. is awesome. Like, they have forced him to start thinking about it because he has to, you know, like, you know, he has to take care of himself. So he has to sit there and say, no, it's just Boston or bust. No, they forced him to think about it.
Lou,
and Devers is doing the same exact thing right now.
We knew they were having those conversations during the All-Star break.
Right.
Wasn't it Chris Gasper from the Globe who had that?
Mm-hmm.
that he was talking to Mookie about.
There's an article about Mookie, but he mentioned it.
Free agency, and that Xander was there and had already gotten the one crappy deal to start the season. And then I don't want to negotiate a deal during season, but I actually probably wouldn't behind the scenes hate it if you came and gave a nice offer.
I don't know where this goes. And again, like, you know, I was told to breathe. Because the offseason's still on. But when I see Alex Speier say they're not in on DeGrom, they're not in on Verlander or Rodon, they're not in the high-priced starters, you know, and we know they're not in on Judge, you know, I don't know. This is one of those, like, gaslighting things we were talking about yesterday where they've made us feel like it's smart to stay away from that. Why aren't they in on Verlander? Why aren't they in on, you know, Rodon? Why aren't they in on Judge? Why are they making me believe that they should stay out of it? Like, why aren't they, you know, why aren't they in on Trey Turner then if you're going to miss out on Bogaerts? Like, why aren't they? Like, you know, I was joking. Like, the whole Abreu thing, you know, listen, I know he's old, but when you look at the free agent hitters, it's like, they're going to bring a shortstop in? I don't think so. Are they going to bring in Judge? I don't think so. So the next best hitter was Jose Abreu at 35.
Who apparently, for all reports, indicated he was their number one option outside of the team.
The minute free agencies opened up, they sat down with the guy, and they lost him out to the Houston Astros. I don't blame him at all. Contreras is meeting with Houston. Where do you think he's going? You know, the next best bats are J.D. Martinez, Josh Bell, and Brandon Nimmo. And it's like, oh, wait. You know, that's wasted money on Abreu. Wait for a good... Like, who? Well, you think walking into next year with $160 million salary and not spending it is going to fly?
One of those guys that could walk out the door, and J.D. Martinez has seen how business is being run the last couple of years. I can't imagine he's overly eager to negotiate.
Well,
right,
and
now
by Ryan, by the way, here's the thing.
Another one.
This information travels. Guys talk. They share stories. Each guy knows, like, don't go there. Don't do this. This is a sinking ship. Go someplace else. If it's a money grab, you have no options. Fine. But if you want to win a World Series, probably not the place to go. Like, I do feel like. Like with Chaim, and you tell me if you agree on this, like, this is it for him, right? Like, this is your last offseason make or break opportunity. Lots of money, lots of opportunity. I just don't see how he can sit on his hands and not pull the trigger.
I don't know how
he survives. I don't understand how.
If, you know, they don't make major improvements to this team that has a ton of holes and finishes in last place again in a very difficult division, how do you survive that? Like, if you think the next great championship team has, you know, Brian Bello on top of the rotation and Marcelo Meyer at short in 4 years, you aren't going to see it. You aren't going to be around to see it.
So then what was the idea of bringing Chaim Bloom in the first place? Because it's not even my original idea, but it's, and I've heard people say, you bring in Dave Dombrowski to win a World Series, he wins a World Series and you fire him. Then you bring in Chaim Bloom to fix your farm system and start building this team for the future, and he's doing that, and then you turn around and fire him?
Is he? Is he building a farm system? What is it? I don't know, 7 of the top 10 guys were brought in from Dombrowski? Like, name one trade where he's brought in a good player.
Nick Pavetta.
Who?
Nick Pavetta.
4.5 ERA guy.
Well, I mean, Franchi Cordero. Oh,
there you go.
It was a good deal.
There you go.
Name one trade. I don't know. Like, just little pieces. Like, steal me a player. I don't know.
In like a
Mitch Moreland deal. Steal me a player in a Hunter Renfro deal. Steal me a player. I mean, you got Verdugo's an average player. You got one of the greatest baseball players in the game.
It's like Josh Winkowski.
And you got an average outfielder. A questionable catcher, maybe just a backup, and a shortstop that can't play.
See, I also would treat
well,
you
who
just...
has he brought in other than draft picks? Because they tanked in 2020, and Marcelo Meyer, who was the best player in the draft, fell to 4.
Other than Abreu, though, like, who's been the biggest offseason signing? Like, I can't think of, like, Judge hasn't signed, although I saw that they offered him something. It was like over $300 million, but...
Nobody yet, and that's why he's trying to breathe.
So
not in on Judge. They're not in on DeGrom. They're not in on Verlander.
How do you know?
Because Alex Speier told me.
Maybe he's
who
like,
do you think
maybe,
he talks
maybe
to?
He's, maybe Chaim Bloom was real slick and sly. He doesn't let anybody know anything.
Well, I do wonder
if there's okie doke.
It's a whole scheme that he's got going on.
If there's a plan C. You know what I mean? But let me ask you. They're in on Verlander.
Yeah.
Why would he come here?
To win a championship.
Excuse you?
To enjoy Fenway Park.
Win a championship.
So he would turn down Houston.
Alex Cora.
So he would turn down the Dodgers.
Well, I'm saying.
So he would turn down the Mets.
If he was going to join this team.
So he would turn down the Phillies.
It's in the interest of building a championship team.
So he would turn down the Yankees. Okay.
If they offered him more money.
Oh, okay.
But as of right
and
now,
if
you're not going to be in on Rodon, if you're not going to be in on any of these guys, then how can you say with a straight face, well, we're trying to build here. We're trying to absolutely win a championship in the next 2 years. You can't say that. If your biggest trade acquisition so far is Hoy Park, you're not in the business of winning baseball games.
Jolly Rodriguez in Hoy Park. Again, fringes, I don't care about the fringes. You know what I mean? Like, Mutt just texted me Whitlock. Yeah, okay, one guy, Whitlock. One guy.
And what is he a starter? Is he in the bullpen?
No.
Where are we putting? Do we know? Where did you do the Garrett Whitlock thing?
And if
all
it's
over
up
again?
To them, sorry. We'll see. Hopefully he proves me wrong. He's an average starter. Very good reliever, but we'll see.
Listen, you've got a championship outfield. You've got Jaron Duran, Rob Refsnyder, Alex Verdugo, and Willier Abreu. You can absolutely build around
who
that.
Who was the last guy?
Refsnyder?
Willier Abreu.
The Yankees?
Yeah, Rob Refsnyder. He was here last year. He was pretty
in other
good.
Words, oh, that's right. That's a free right. agent had to be like you had to dabble in free agency. Yeah. You had to come out with Bogarts or shortstop. And I don't know. I mean, you pass on Xander. Like, you know, yeah, guys like Buster Olney being like Xander's cheap. You know, yeah. We start talking about Correa and Trey Turner. It's not like he's the cheap option. And you don't want to bring him in. What makes you think you'll get Turner and Correa? They could surprise me and get more involved in all these guys, but. If not, if you're out of the shortstops and you're out of Judge,
do you think this smells right though? Do you think it smells like
it smells like
it could,
crap?
Like it could be real, or that it maybe is just some bad info going around.
The only real part is I'm trying to figure out why people would come here. You know, in 2015, 16, when Dubrowski started building it.
Well, we're talking about why would people stay
here. Free agents, but there was like, okay, look at this. You got this kid Mookie Betts. You got this kid Devers, Benintendi. You got Xander. You know, you got some arms. You got some promise. You got some stuff here. And everybody sort of came on. A lot of them was trades. Price you overpaid for. I get it. But now, I don't blame Jose Abreu for not coming here. Like, why would you come here? This is an organization that might lose Xander Bogarts. What's their direction? They're not in any of the big shortstops? I mean,
Tristan Cassis, and Bobby Dalbec.
You're not in on Verlander or
Downs.
DeGrom or Rodon or any of those big arms? Like, thanks for the offer.
Eric Hosmer.
Why would I come here?
Who's
that's
David
the biggest
Hamilton?
Concern. That, to me, is what's real. I don't know who they sign. We'll see. They're going to sign somebody. They got a lot of money to spend. But that the perception part is real to me, and that is probably the biggest concern. All right, if you guys are lined up, you want to talk about it. Again, Dan Orlovsky at 3 o'clock. We will talk Patriots football with Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. We'll talk some Sox here with your calls next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back to Marloni, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
I think the versatility of Bogarts and Turner make them more attractive for the Yankees. And I think that, Bogarts, because he's going to be less expensive than Turner, it wouldn't shock me. If they don't sign Judge, I think he becomes their number one target.
Wow.
Ooh. Awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
That'd be great.
Wow. Buster Olney talking about if they don't bring Judge back, talking about targets they could go after. This is Xander Bogarts. Good fit.
Wow.
New York. Wow. It's not good. I'd make it even worse. Let's go to a couple of calls.
I highly doubt it's going to happen, but I like the way he's thinking.
Who?
Buster Olney. If you want to strike fear, who's the one pitcher that we couldn't stop talking about? They lowballed him also. Who am I thinking of?
The guy that was supposed to come or left?
No, it was
Lester.
John Lester. John Lester. Yeah, it was John Lester. This has a John Lester-esque feel to it, doesn't it?
You go to the Cubs and you're like, it's way over there.
I know, but sure. I know, but still, it's just one of those things where, all these guys are in on it. This is all about drawing attention. This is all about creating panic and fear with the Red Sox, so they'll sign him. He wants to be a Red Sox.
I think we blew the John Lester.
Yeah, and you might have blown this one, too. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Lou, I feel your pain, man. I remember I called back in a few months back when all this crap started about Xander, and then here it is. That never happened. I said Henry should have egg on his face. Well, you know what? The same thing goes for the boy, Bloom. He was brought in, I believe, to honestly what I think he was brought in to save and recoup the money that they spent out prior for the last couple years. And I said none of these deals would take place. It's pretty lame because this kid did a great job for Boston. He was a class act. Every day he worked here, he worked hard every game. They should be ashamed of themselves, and I tell you what, but I think Bloom was just a scapegoat for the whole thing, in my eyes.
Well, I mean, it's year four now. I mean, you know, you hire a guy to kind of do his job and replenish a system, and, you know, while does anybody really believe that the Boston Red Sox owners want to suck?
No.
That is such a weird narrative. That has just hung around.
They're doing it on purpose.
The John Henry thing of like, oh, well, you know, at the end of the day, John Henry holds the purse and he won't budge.
No, I mean, seriously, people don't think it through, to be honest with you. And I like Timmy calls in, but people don't think it through. Like when they, like this is the plan from John Henry. You're an owner of a Red Sox team. You don't get 30,000, 34,000, 35,000 a game. You get 15. You own Nesson and they do hash marks. You finish in last place. Is that good for the bottom line? If your payroll goes to 160, you're still getting smothered. Like, do people really believe that these people don't want to win? That they don't want to see people in the stands? That they want to see the ratings suck?
Lou, if
why
you
do people believe narrative. This?
If you don't have an identifiable player on your team to sell jerseys to 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 10-year-olds coming to the club, is that good for the bottom line? Because well, everybody they tried has that departed.
Also. No one's buying also. A jersey because Bogarts has left and Devers is gone. I'm sorry, but Jolly Rodriguez jerseys aren't going to be all over the stadium. Hoy Park, it's not going to work. It's not. So it's ridiculous. And here's the thing. When you hire guys, maybe it's too extreme. You know, you bring in, you know, Dombrowski and the problem wasn't the trades, in my opinion, because he didn't really trade anybody away and you replenished the system. They were just all in A-ball. He traded away the top-level guys. It was the money that he gave out. They didn't like that. Dead money. They didn't like that. So they're bringing a guy to rebuild the system and be a little more reasonable, you know, more responsible. But they've now looked at it and said, we brought a guy and it's maybe too far the other way. Ben Cherington doesn't want to trade away any of his prospects and is constantly looking for a smart move, trying to live in free agency, and it doesn't work. You don't get anybody that way.
Is it possible that ownership is just too impatient and that's why we're having these dramatic swings? That it's like so reactionary because now in hindsight, Dombrowski, he didn't do it the perfect way, but at least you were in it every other year. You were really in it and you won it. Mm. And in this case, it's like, you're kind of in it and then you're just completely out of it. And it seems like just these dramatic shifts on the spectrum from one end to the other. And it's I'm almost worried like, okay, if they don't see Heim through another couple seasons and they just swing back the other way, like there's no consistency in the club then.
No. And I've always said like baseball is the easiest one to kind of rebuild because you just sort of spend money, right? But the core still got to be there. I mean, you still have to have some kind of core. So when the Red Sox had guys like Mookie and Devers and Bogarts and, you know, these types of players and you had Price and Sale, you're like, oh, you're just a move or two away. Even through injuries, you're going to compete for the World Series. But at this rate, you're a good 3 or 4 years away. You know, well, and I don't know if this fan base or this ownership is going to sit there and say, wait, the rebuild started last year and now we're still 3 years away? I don't, that's patience and just stupidity, if you ask me, in a big market. You got to spend some money get better players.
I'm trying to think if every new manager that was tied with a new GM won a World Series, because you could sit there and look at the impatience. It went from Terry Francona, then there's a bridge with Bobby Valentine, and then you go John Farrell, you win it right away. And then you have, what was it, Ron Renicki, right? So it was, no, it was
Francona,
Alex. So
Francona
it was
Alex. Won a real one, too.
Yeah, so yeah, no, I said Francona, and then Bobby Valentine was the bridge. John Farrell, you win it. Alex Cora wins it. Ron Renicki is your bridge, just like Bobby Valentine was your bridge. And then Alex Cora back again. So I do think the impatience is real. I think it's real, and I think it's the right move based on how much success they've had in the past by making the right move. the issue he's going to have this year is that Chaim Bloom has 1 year left. That's it. You have 1 year, because I feel like that's – it's not going to be Cora, because I think everyone universally believes that Cora is really good at what he does. So he can get as much out of anybody, but, like, he's still got to have some stars.
Well, and if
you're – it'll be his last year, too.
You think Cora will be his last year? See, I don't think so. I think he's looked at differently. I think he's looked at it like – it's almost like
– I'm guessing you're saying because he'll walk away.
Why would he want to stay?
Exactly.
Well, if you get a new GM, you get a new guy in there with a more of an aggressive mindset, why would you leave?
Look at the groceries.
If they
how long are we going to turn this thing around?
Yeah, if they go through another year like this with, you know, we heard Alex say multiple times that they have an open, you know, door.
Open door policy. Relationship
going back and forth, very open lines of communication and everything. But look how it went last year. And if you go through another year of that, do you think Cora is going to have the appetite to stick around and see what the next president of baseball operations is going to do?
That's a bad one, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, if it struggles again this year and Bloom is out and you're struggling because you don't have any talent and, you know, a guy like Devers walks out the door, like, what are you left with? You know, like, what?
Bobby Dahlbeck.
You want to rebuild this team for the next 2 or 3 years and wait for this, you know, 2020 draft class to kind of get to the big leagues and then give them another 2 or 3 years before they become professionals?
And then you can start winning? Ramon Vasquez as your managers.
Yeah.
Until the team is good again in 2025.
It's not easy. I get it's a tough spot. All I'm saying is, like, you know, at some point you got to overpay. And I think for Xander Bogaerts, a lot of people with the whole, remember I threw out that I wouldn't give him 8 years, 200 or whatever. It's a little bit too much money. It's like, I think Buster Olney put it like they got to pay a tax. They got to pay a tax for royally screwing this thing up over the last few years. If you think 7 years, 175, or 6 years, 150 is good for 175, you got to go 7, 195. You got to pay a 20, 25 million tax for screwing this thing up and trying to get back on the map again. All right, we got Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. Talk a little Pats. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.